Okay, this is a really nice world. So, how do we know? So it's got it's quite flat. I know you're looking at a flat image, so you can't turn it. But it's not huge like a sort of big worm. It's flatter to the material. And you can see in it the way that basically when you're moving the gun very slightly left to right and right to left, right to left to right, left to right, right to left. Like you're doing this kind of mini dance. So you're not just moving in one straight line, you're going side to side, and you can see the result of that on this world because it's got these kind of little arcs. That is a good sign. It's not too wide. The whole thing, it's called a bead. The bead is not too wide. And because the things you're trying to control, so I talked a bit about the gas being a problem in the last world. The other things you can get wrong, well, there's quite a lot, but you can move too quickly, and so it gets like n narrow and it doesn't properly penetrate the metal, and then you're not going to get two things that start together well. If you go too slowly, then you're putting too much heat into the weld, and you can basically burn through the thing that you're trying to like fit together. So then you'd have like the bead would be too wide, and it would be too hot. So that is a way and more ways to do it badly, basically. There's like some language around welding that I quite like. The main thing I quite like is about the speed of travel. And there's this phrase, don't dwell on it. So if you dwell on a weld, that is when you're taking too much time, you're not moving fast enough, and you get this kind of it's definitely not flat if you've dwelt on it. It's like ugly and fat both in its width and it's too high. So yeah, don't dwell on it, I think is a great, and we say that all the time as a phrase, but I kind of dwelling on a weld is like an actual thing. And I don't know, especially with a project that is thinking about memory and grief and how to live in the present, with like a past, historical past that's full of trauma and grief, but how to kind of be active and responsible and yeah, be like more of an activist in the present. I think this notion of, don't dwell on it becomes really important. So that's another reason why I like that language.